Appraisal process. The value of a property may be affected by social, economic, governmental, and environmental influences. An appraiser must always be aware of these influences and possible changes in them that could affect market value. The appraiser's observations are noted on the appraisal. Appraisers are licensed or certified by the state in which they practice. Appraisers must follow the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, USPAP. These standards have been established by the Appraisal Standards Board of the Appraisal Foundation. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been instrumental in standardizing residential appraisal reporting through the widespread adoption of the Uniform Residential Appraisal Report, URAR, which is known as a Fannie Mae Form 1004 or a Freddie Mac Form 70. In the business, the URAR is commonly referred to as simply a 1004. Information collected by appraisers. The appraisal includes a large variety of information that must be read and analyzed by the loan officer or processor. The appraiser examines the property to determine its worth and to provide the lender with a risk assessment, whether the house is single-family, multi-unit, condominium, or new construction, will affect the type of information the appraiser must gather, partially explaining why the appraisal for a four-unit building costs more than the appraisal for a single-family home. The appraisal will contain the market value and an analysis of the following data categories: property and lender information, neighborhood description, site description, improvements to the site, analysis of market data, sales comparison approach, cost approach analysis if required, income approach analysis if required, reconciliation of values, additional support documents, three approaches to value. After gathering all necessary data on the neighborhood, site, and improvements, the appraiser is ready to begin the third major step in the valuation process. The appraiser may use some or all of the three approaches to value. These three methods are the sales comparison approach, the cost approach, and the income approach. Sales comparison approach. In the sales comparison approach, also known as the market data approach, the appraiser focuses on recent sales in determining the value of the subject. The appraiser will gather at least three comparison sales. These comparison sales are referred to as comparables, or comps, in the appraisal business. Some lenders require four or more comparables. These comparables are recently sold properties of a similar type, size, quality, and locale. As the subject, the sales comparison approach is a standard part of all appraisal reports and is generally considered the most reliable approach because it is based on verifiable market events. The sales comparison approach is used as the best indicator of value for existing properties, most often used for residential properties. In an ideal world, the appraiser would locate comparable sales that match the subject property exactly. While an exact match is not generally possible, the appraiser must select sales that are most like the subject. When there are differences between the subject property and a comparable sale, the appraiser must make adjustments to value. For each comparable sale, there is an adjustment column. In this column, the appraiser makes adjustments to value based upon differences between the subject and the comparable. The appraiser attempts to select the comparables that result in the fewest adjustments and only adjusts for the items that are important to the market typical buyer. The comparable sale can differ from the subject property in two ways. It can have features that are superior or inferior. When a comparable sale has a superior feature, the appraiser must apply a negative adjustment to the sale notice that the subject does not have a fireplace. Under ideal circumstances, the appraiser would select three or more suitable comparables that have no fireplaces. The appraiser will have to use a comparable that has a fireplace if one without cannot be located. The comparable is then superior to the subject because it has a fireplace. A superior comparable calls for an adjustment, and in this case, the comparable sale will be reduced by the appraiser's determination of the contributory value of the fireplace. The appraiser must determine the value the fireplace added to the sale of the comparable. The appraiser might consider the contributory value of the fireplace to be $1,400 in this particular neighborhood. A common complaint from sellers is that the fireplace cannot be built for anywhere near $1,400, which is probably true. In this case, the appraiser is not interested in the cost of a fireplace. The market is the only concern at this point. In this case, the subject is also superior to the comparable. The subject property has 2.5 baths, while the comparable sale has only 2. In this case, the comparable sale will be adjusted upward, $2,500, reflecting the appraiser's estimate of the contributory value of the half bath. As mentioned earlier, the appraiser must select the comparables that result in the least adjustments. Therefore, the degree to which a comparable is adjusted is a concern. This is reflected in two ways. Net adjustments, the absolute adjustments made to the comparable, considering those that are positive and negative. We have two adjustments in our example, one at plus $2,500 and the other at minus $1,400. The net adjustments add up to plus $1,100. Gross adjustments, the sum of all adjustments, whether or not they are positive or negative. In this case, the gross adjustments are $3,900, $2,500 plus $1,400. Guidelines vary, but many lenders prefer that net adjustments do not exceed 15% and that gross adjustments do not exceed 25%. In this example, the net adjustments amount to 0.67% and gross adjustments amount to 2.36%. Net adjustments, $1,100 divided by $165,250 equals 0.0067 equals 0.67%. Gross adjustments, $3,900 divided by $165,250 equals 0.0236 equals 2.36%. A special concern to the agent is the overimproved property. Overimproved properties often present appraisal problems. Sellers hoping to recover their investment in the home are often dismayed when the appraiser's opinion of value falls far below what they have spent on improvements. Appraisals help overcome the difficulties of objectively estimating the value of properties. Cost approach. The cost approach to the market value of the property considers how much a new structure of this size and type would currently cost to build. The cost approach is commonly used for unique properties for which there is little market activity. Unique properties include special purpose buildings, such as churches and bowling alleys. The appraiser applies current industry and market price estimates for the underlying land, building supplies, and construction costs. After determining the replacement cost of the structure, the appraiser calculates a value for depreciation. Depreciation is a reduction in the value of a property due to deterioration or obsolescence. Types of depreciation include physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, and external obsolescence. The appraiser then subtracts depreciation from the new cost to determine the depreciated value of the structure. The next step in the cost approach is to add the land value to arrive at the total estimated value. The appraiser determines the value of the land as if it were vacant. While land values may decrease in the market, land is treated as a separate item under the cost approach and is never depreciated. Physical deterioration is the loss in a property's value due to daily wear and tear. All properties experience this type of depreciation over time. However, with above-average maintenance and upkeep, some properties experience less than average physical deterioration. Examples of physical deterioration that an appraiser should note on the appraisal report include a leaky roof, a badly cracked driveway, inadequate floor coverings, or an overall need for repainting. Because it involves factors under the control of the property owner, physical deterioration is the most straightforward form of depreciation to cure and has the least effect on the value of the property. This type of deterioration can be addressed through repairs and systems replacement done by the owner or a contractor. Of particular interest in a residential appraisal is the age of the improvements. The appraiser is concerned with age in two areas: chronological age, the actual age of the property in years. If the house is 20 years old, it has a chronological age of 20. Effective age, The appraiser's estimate of a house's age is based upon its ongoing main tenants and upgrades. A house may be well-maintained and been updated over the years. Therefore, the appraiser might determine that a 20-year-old house might have an effective age of 10. The concepts of chronological age and effective age are important because of the method used to calculate physical deterioration in residential appraisals. According to HUD, a home has a life expectancy of 60 years. Given a 60-year life, a 20-year-old home would have a depreciation factor of 2060, or one-third. The appraiser who deems the property maintained and upgraded sufficiently to justify an effective age of 10 years will use a depreciation factor of 10/60, or one-sixth, which is one-half of the depreciation based upon chronological age. Functional obsolescence is the loss in the desirability of the style, layout, or function of an element of a property over time. For example, a residential heating system featuring steam radiators may adequately warm the rooms, but it is functionally obsolete because buyers today prefer heating methods that are less obvious and take up less space. External obsolescence refers to the loss in value of a property caused by factors outside of the property itself. Such influences include the oversupply and consequent drop in demand for a particular kind of property, government actions, such as zoning changes or condemnation proceedings, and proximity to undesirable land uses, such as highways or factories. External obsolescence is sometimes referred to as environmental or economic obsolescence. Income approach. Gross rent multiplier. The income approach will be used when there are a significant number of rental properties in the area, but not in a typical residential transaction, because it applies only to income-generating rental property. The calculation begins with a review of comparable rental rates and market values in the subject's area. These rates are then used to compute a gross rent multiplier, GRM. The GRM is the relationship between the amount of rent a specific property can command and the value of the property to the owner. This number is neighborhood-specific. The GRM is calculated as follows. GRM equals sales price divided by monthly rent. The accuracy of the GRM is affected by the availability of data. The appraiser will calculate the GRM for several rentals in the market area that are most similar to the subject property the appraiser will. 22 determine a weighted average, giving the greatest weight to properties that are most like the subject. If the appraiser determines that the weighted average of similar home sales is $174,000 and average rent is $1,400 per month, the GRM is calculated as follows. GRM equals $174,000 divided by $1,400 equals 124. Having derived a GRM from a weighted average, the appraiser then applies the GRM using the monthly rental income that the property currently generates or that it could command in the marketplace. If the GRM is 124, the value is 124 times the monthly gross rental income. If the subject property is somewhat superior to the average and will potentially rent for $1,500 per month, we can calculate its value as follows. $1,500 times 124 equals $186,000 value. This approach will also normally include a review of current or proposed operating expenses and average market rental rates in the subject's area. Income capitalization. While the GRM method is used in the valuation of residences, the appraisal of commercial income properties is different. For an investor, the net income of a property can be used as an indicator of value. The net income of a property is the annual income from all sources minus operating expenses. Consider the following property. If similar properties on the market are selling at prices yielding an investor a return of 8%, the estimated value can be determined by using the IRV formula, where I equals income, R equals return on investment, and V equals value. In the above case, the value indicated is V equals I divided by R. $75,000 divided by 0.08 equals $937,500, a potential investor can determine the rate of return of a proposed property or project using the IRV formula. If the asking price of an income property is $937,500 and the net income is $75,000, then the return to the investor is R equals I divided by V. R equals $75,000 divided by $937,500 equals 0.08 equals 8%. For a given property, the IRV formula can be used to calculate the income needed to achieve a certain rate of return as follows. I equals V times R. I equals $937,500 times 0.08. I equals $75,000. Therefore, if the investor's objective is to earn a return of at least 8%, the net annual income of the property must be at least $75,000. Anything less than that would produce a return of less than 8%. 23. Reconciliation of the value estimates. Reconciliation is the final step in the appraisal process. To reconcile, the appraiser weighs the estimates of value received from sales comparison, cost, and income approaches to arrive at a final estimate of the market value of the subject property. Because the three approaches to value examine very different criteria, their values will be different, sometimes by a wide margin. The appraiser, faced with two or three values, must reconcile the differences. In this process, the appraiser considers all of the factors and available information to arrive at a single appraised value. Reconciliation does not imply the use of any set formula or weighted average. Reconciliation of values is at the appraiser's discretion, and the appraiser's rationale will be explained in the narrative. In many cases, the sales comparison approach will be the only method used in the appraisal. The lender may or may not require a calculation of the cost approach. The primary benefit of including the cost approach is to serve as a cross-check against the value indicated in the market data approach. The lender might be concerned if the market data approach suggests that the resale value of an existing home exceeds the cost of building new, as a significant discrepancy between the two could be an indication of an overheated market. As mentioned earlier, the income approach is not generally used unless the home is being purchased as a rental property. Project information for PUDs. A planned unit development, PUD, is a subdivision that includes individually owned lots together with shared ownership of common facilities such as tennis courts, swimming pools, parks, and greenbelts. The appraiser will make a reasonable effort to collect the information about the facilities, their percentage of completion, and who controls the common facilities.